You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Tony Stubblebine, CEO and co-founder of Lyft.do, an app that helps you achieve your personal goals. Tony, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to have you as well. Looking forward to hearing what you have here with this application. Now, what inspired you to start Lyft?
Every person has unmet aspirations. And when we started Lyft, we saw a way to address that by building an app that could boost every person's potential. So Lyft is an app that essentially puts a coach in your phone. And that allows us to constantly train you to be a better version of yourself. In our research, when we went and looked at high achievers, we always found that great people were the product of great coaching paired with great training. So the team at Lyft, when we started, we're all startup veterans. And we include two of the Twitter founders. And when we looked at this, what we were most inspired by is the idea that if we could package that coaching up into an app that could provide daily motivation and daily instruction, we could essentially make any person superhuman.
Excellent. And behavior design seems really popular amongst entrepreneurs lately. Why do you think that is?
So behavior design is the science of training yourself for excellence. And entrepreneurs are always looking for an edge. And personal improvement is essentially the biggest edge that there is. And that's why they're interested. And so when we're designing Lyft, what we're trying to do is package cutting-edge research into positive psychology and then to pair that with tips from our community. And those tips right now are covering more than 100,000 active goals. So specifically for an entrepreneur, your success basically depends on three things: your skill, your focus, and your ability to remain balanced despite all of the stress of starting a company. So for an example, an entrepreneur might join Lyft in order to achieve three goals. They might be trying to be more disciplined about setting priorities for the day. They might be starting a meditation practice so that they can be more focused during the day. And they might be trying to go to the gym three times per week so that they can maintain their health and not get completely sucked into their business. So that's an entrepreneur that would then get from Lyft daily instruction from coaches, and also motivation and encouragement from the community inside of Lyft. And that's what we mean by being on the path to becoming superhuman, is just get that training so that wherever you are now, you can be on the path to being a better version of yourself.
And along the lines of business production, what habits do you personally practice that help you run your business?
These are my top two. One, I try to set priorities in the morning before I do anything, and especially before I answer an email. Once you get into your email, that's when your world explodes and you start thinking of all of the things that you can do. But your time as a founder, as a CEO, as an entrepreneur is incredibly valuable. You want to be very disciplined about where you put your time. And so that's my number one habit that I try to be very, very strict about. The second is, I essentially keep a gratitude journal. Some people write this down. The way I do it is actually at the end of every day, I share two highlights from my day with my spouse. And this is a practice that I started 6 years ago, basically in the most stressful part of starting a company. And it's what allows me to stay balanced despite kind of the ups and downs of running a company. And the philosophy there is that I think it's true for me, and I think it's true for most entrepreneurs, that you want to be able to give your best effort towards your best opportunities. And that means being able to always be grounded and always be focused.
Great stuff. Today we're joined by Tony Stubblebine, CEO and co-founder of Lyft.do, an application that helps you to achieve your personal goals. And he can be followed on Twitter at Tony Stubblebine here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tony, what's the most remarkable story you've heard from someone who used Lyft?
Well, there's one one user that we really love. And what she did is that she decided she was tired of her office job and that she wanted to be a professional dancer, essentially the opposite of having an office job. And so she used Lyft to hold herself accountable for 365 days. And at the end of the accountability she wanted was to practice dancing every one of those days. And at the end of that year, she put out a video of her progress, and this video went viral immediately. It had more than 2 million views on the first day. And now she dances full-time. And so I love that transformation, that every one of us, when we started our first company, we were thinking about some transformation in our lives. And, you know, a year, it sounds like a long time, and it sounds like a lot of work. But when you compare that and consider the cost of living 50 years without going after your dreams, it's really just like a minor amount of work. I love that story because I can see how happy she is now.
And finally, with New Year's coming up, if you can actually believe it, it's staring us in the face here. What can people expect in 2014?
Well, you know, it's never the wrong time to work on your own potential, right? But for a lot of us, New Year's resolutions are like a really big moment for self-reflection and for setting new goals. And so in 2013, Lyft had an excellent year. We've helped people with more than 10 million successes, and we've, in fact, been growing at an incredible rate. We've grown more than 800%. But we think in 2014 we can do a lot better. So right now Lyft is available for the iPhone and the web, but in 2014 we'll be available for Android. But more importantly, we think that we're going to be able to increase the number of coaching plans that we have available by an order of magnitude, at least by tenfold. So for us, we want to be even more powerful, but most importantly, available for more goals and for more people.
Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also where they can download the app?
The most important thing is just go to our website. It's lyft.do, and from there, there's a link to download the iPhone app. That's where the link to the Android app will be, and that's where you get started if you want to use the web version.
Absolutely phenomenal. Tony, it's certainly been good to have had you on Enterprise Radio today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Tony Stubblebine, CEO and co-founder of Lyft.do, an app that helps you to achieve your personal goals. And once again, the website of reference is simply Lyft.do. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the EPodcast Network.